It's 3 o'clock. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLC East Helena serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over the chair from Tim Tate on this rainy Friday afternoon here in Bozeman. And I suspect around southwest Montana, you're going to see some weather. Fair enough. That's what we're here for, isn't it? Well, I'm back. I was here 2 weeks ago with some friends. I had Jim and Penny sitting in, and they're safely back in Australia after a grand tour of southwest Montana, which they seem to enjoy, and I had a good time. So I'm still a little worn down from that. Having guests for 10 days is generous and fun. They're good friends, so nice to have them. But man, those guys could stay up late. I'm too old for that anymore. But they're musicians, so they're used to it. What do I have to tell you today? Let's start at the top. KGLT supporter today by and including the Western Cafe, established before most folks around here were even born. Lunch and breakfast using local products featuring signature cinnamon rolls and more. Located 443 East Main in Bozeman. Open daily 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Downtown Bozeman Association hosts over 35 community events each year. The events calendar and more information online at downtownbozeman.org. Life is downtown. Okay, and speaking of the weather, let's see what they say in detail. It says, for Bozeman, shower or thunderstorm and cooler. They're calling for high 73. It says it's 58 outside. Could be. It wasn't real, real warm. Partly cloudy and thunderstorms tonight, low of 49 overnight, and morning thundershowers tomorrow with the high of 69. Says for Helena, mostly sunny tomorrow, and about the same everywhere else. Partly sunny and some rain today and tonight. Lovely. I didn't want to have to start watering the grass again, so maybe this will take care of it for a while. I have more stuff to do. Yeah, I've almost forgotten how this works. It's been so long since I've been up here. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky, covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the Real Genghis Khan exhibit is at the Museum of the Rockies. Jim Averett and Rick Winking play at the Baxter. The Donnie Elliott Experience is at the Country Corner Cafe. The Brewery Follies are at H.S. Gilbert Brewery in Virginia City. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robolata at Red Tractor Pizza. Little Jane and the Pistol Whips play at the Sack and Three Forks. Downtown Bozeman presents a walking tour, Murders, Madams, and Mediums. Tom Marino plays at Gallant and Riverhouse Grill. And Elin Jewell is at the filling station. In Livingston, the Kitchen Dwellers play at Pine Creek Lodge. Montana Manouche is at Uncorked, and the Max performs at Chico Hot Springs. And on Saturday in Helena, the Mad Hallelujahs play at LNC Brewing. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, still things going on. It's still buzzing in town. All the students are back. That's why we're out on the town last Friday, and it was raging. Let's see, I'm typing to people are spilling out in the street, so be careful out there. You don't want to have to deal with the police calling your parents. And then there's a lot of cops out in the street on that Friday night. So, behave. For loud music, too. Man, I'm getting old, but some of the joints in town want you to be deaf. It's hard to find a quiet place to sit down and talk and have a drink these days, but it can be done. Just a lot of techno music banging in your ears, and fair enough if that's what you like. I don't know. A little quiet jazz would suit me better. That was all the business I needed to do, yeah. Then I guess it's this one. Got some records to play today. Picked up a few things when I was out and about with my friend Jim. He's a record collector too, so some competitive record shopping. I think there's a couple things in the bag I can spin today.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm gone. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know, and it's a dream. I think I know what they are, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever. Strawberry fields forever.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. cause I can't win. Hearing them, seeing them, in the state I'm in. Love's gonna find a way. Come on, gather round, all you funny little clowns, and let me hear you say. Stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you? Thank you. Certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it shows.
the pilchards, climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Parliamentary penguins singing Hare Krishna, man, you should have seen them kicking at the Alamo.
Got that out of my system. Now I can start the real show. Those a bunch of favorites. Some curious covers. Start off Peter Gabriel from a thing called All This in World War II. It was a movie. It's a soundtrack to a movie. Several people, artists covering the Beatles. And it was put up against the hand-tended World War II footage. It's actually an interesting concept, but it didn't fly, and you couldn't give the record away despite having some big names on it. I think it's found some following these days. I always love that Peter Gabriel version of Strawberry Fields. Tim Rose, in the style of Joe Cocker. I'm sure somebody said, hey, we have a good idea. Do a Beatles song. It's from an album called Tim Rose when he's on the Playboy Records label, and the backing band is that latter day Spooky Tooth that became a Foreigner, Mick Jones and Bryson Graham and one other guy, I think, who was in Foreigner. It's good, though. Tim Rose, great singer. He was actually doing really well in England when he passed away a few years ago. Great voice. Just never quite got the attention he deserved. Shame, but... seek him out if you see any of his records. They're all really nice. Joe Cocker himself, his major, big debut. He had already put out a couple records about 4 years before he had recorded, actually covering the Beatles. Back then, even he did I'll Cry Instead. But they put him in the studio with a lot of great musicians and tried out a lot of songs with different combinations of musicians and came up with that big hit, which features Jimmy Page on guitar and B.J. Wilson from Procol Harum on drums. Sounded really good. Still sounds fresh. What a voice. Joe became sort of a caricature of his self. Got lost in that Mad Dogs and Englishmen thing and never quite recovered. Had some bad years. Too bad. Another great voice. And finishing up there with Spooky Tooth from their third album, Last Puff. You heard him doing I Am the Walrus. And that's a favorite among some friends of mine, musical fans. Spooky Tooth, again, another band, never quite cracked it in the States. They're half a step behind Mott the Hoople the whole time, I think. Great band, though. Two great lead singers, too. Good idea they had there. Gary Wright and Mike Harrison singing. That would have been Mike Harrison singing on that one. It's 3:27. Just drifting through this rainy day. Dream away. I'm going to try to do a show. I got a pretty good start. So let me tell you, this 3 o'clock hour on Fridays is underwritten by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College and 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainable coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. Okay, and coming up in 2 weeks from today.
Friday, September 20th is KGLT's one-day-only vinyl sale in MSU Bozeman Sub-Ballroom D. The $5 early bird special for collectors runs from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m., and the doors open for free from 3:30 to 7. The KGLT tables will be full of great music donated by you listeners. The vendors will have tables packed with special selections. Want to be a vendor or donate? Email ellensworldkglt@gmail.com. KGLT Vinyl Sale, Friday, September 20th in the MSU Sub.
Yeah, if you've been to those, you know they're always fun. Always, I see people buying some great records. I like to sell stuff there, but I try not to buy too much because I don't want to raid it before the public gets at it. Though I usually nab a couple things for myself, and I've been rebuilding my stockpile of sell records, beating the street. I was traveling around and looted buildings a couple weeks ago and filled up the boxes. So I'll have a lot of stuff this time around. And I know the other vendors will too. We'll see who all shows up. But make it down there. If you collect records or CDs or tapes, I think all that's going to be available. And maybe more. You never know what people are going to put in their table. Bring your cash and we'll fix you up. Okay. See you then. 2 weeks out. Right now, this one, I'm going to play this one. A week ago, must have been, Tom Rush played here. Yeah, the old folk singer, Tom Rush. It was a real treat, too. He was in fine form for his age. I think it's nearly 80. And he packed out the Allen. I was nice and great to see that. I wasn't sure what kind of a draw he would have. I didn't hear much about it in advance, except that I knew we were going, and thoroughly enjoyed it. Though he went out of his way to not play two of his big hits. I guess after 50-some years, you might tire of them, but I'm going to play one of these for you right now.
Alone. No back. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. Friends have tried to turn my nights to day. Strange faces in your place can't keep the ghosts away. Just beyond the darkest hour, just behind the dawn, still feels so strange to lead my life. No regrets, no tears goodbye. Don't want you back. We'd only cry again. Say goodbye. Thank you.
In a churchyard by a river, blazing in the haze of midday, laughing in the grasses and the graves. Yellow bird, you are not long in singing and in flying on, in laughing. Swaying in the ripples and the reeds. On a trip to Cirrus Minor, saw a crater in the sun. A thousand miles of moonlight later,
bring down the devil. Let the prisoner say his name.
That's Pete Townsend from Greatest Hits called Truancy. The song's called Guantanamo. And The Who's been touring around. They've been in Canada this week. And they're playing that song with Roger singing it. And I didn't recognize it. Thought, well, one of the new songs they're playing. Great. And then I checked the set list on the Pete Townsend site, and it mentioned that it was a Townsend cover. And I had to think a minute, and I remembered I got this Greatest Hits album called Truancy that had two new songs on it, and that was one of them. That's a nice one. And it's been a while since Pete's done anything new, since The Who's done, it's been ages since The Who's done anything, and I'm looking forward to that new album. Could be good. Could be good. What else in there? This is a short set. I started off with Tom Rush. Actually, we're a long set there. Tom Rush doing No Regrets, and what's the instrumental section is called Rockport Sunday. And on the Circle Game album, where they originate, they were split apart, but on this Greatest Hits album, Classic Rush, they put them together, and I don't know if that's what he had intended, but that's why they chose to put it on the Greatest Hits. And he did something else like that, a new song like that was two parts, a song and then an instrumental part, Tom Rush, that is. And I assume that's the same idea on this one. And that song, No Regrets, when I, after the gig, pulled out my Tom Rush records and we listened to some songs, and I realized that that's, No Regrets is also the title of a Walker Brothers album. They did a great cover of that song, which I immediately had to track down, because I don't have that. I should soon. Yeah, great having some a classic talent playing live here in Bozeman. So it was a treat. Pink Floyd is in the middle there, Sirius Minor, which I believe comes from the Moore soundtrack. It's 3:50. I got to scoot on because I have a some songs to play, I think.
The Arts Council of Big Sky presents Mountain Film on Tour in a series of events September 13th through the 15th. Mountain Film on Tour brings a selection of inspiring and adventure-packed documentary films to the Warren Miller Lodge, Big Sky's Town Center Park, and Lone Peak Cinema, with proceeds to benefit the Arts Council of Big Sky. Other events include a children's art project, the Town to Trails 10K Run, raffles, and door prizes. Information and event schedules online at BigSkyArts.org. Mountain Film on Tour, September 13th through the 15th in Big Sky.
Okay, I can continue now.
I'm so little Jack Horner. You're so little Bo Peep. Let's get together. Thank you.
Trouble, yeah. You found me, nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble.